It is such an honor to hear people coming from the east, west, south, and north confirming that truly what the major prophet spoke over their lives is true indeed. Ma'am, kindly introduce yourself. Tell us where you're coming from and what did the major prophet say to you a few moments ago?
Shalom, shalom. My name is Kinewe Mpotsambo. I'm from South Africa, Rustenburg. The prophet prophesied to me about my husband's addiction.
There's a spirit of an addiction.
Yes, it's true, Papa.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
My husband is addicted to marijuana.
He's addicted to marijuana?
Yeah. He smokes cigarettes and marijuana.
Cigarettes and marijuana.
Yeah.
I saw that spirit of an addiction.
Yes,
just
prophet.
Looking at you,
yes,
I saw that spirit around you.
Yes, my
He's
prophet.
Addicted to these things.
Yes, my prophet.
Don't worry. As you live here, yes, God prophet. Almighty will deliver your husband.
This has been a problem in my family for a long time, for as long as I've been born again. Mm-hmm. This has been my prayer that my husband must be delivered from addiction. Having faith year in, year out, day in, day out, but nothing was happening. Every prayer petition I would write about it because he's the head of house. And then we have sons and he's the role model. Every time I would talk to him about it, it's like it's a joke. So one day I said, maybe an angel should just appear supernatural, threaten you or something. Maybe you leave this addiction of yours. Or do you want, I don't know, maybe Papa should prophesy, we should do IVP online so that he can speak to you. But he will resist. So today I'm very, 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 very happy that finally God spoke about it. And I'm believing her, he'll be watching this. If he doesn't watch it, I'll look for the clip and show him. This has been the major thing because the prophet said he sees this spirit of addiction covering us because he smokes 24/7. He wakes up, he smokes, he goes to the loo, he smokes, he sleeps, before he sleeps, addiction, smoke, 24 hours.
At that moment when the prophet of God, you know, you are saying that all the time you would mention this issue all the time, and I'm sure countless times you when you are given an opportunity to write your prayer petition or to pray about something, you always mention this. Yes. When the prophet of God finally, after such a long time, mentioned this particular thing that's been burning in your heart, how did you feel at that moment?
I was just overwhelmed. Tears just rolled down my face. Like, God, finally, this, my husband would like truly listen this time. Or it's not just me saying or poking him or trying to cause fights because of, you know, talking about his addiction. He will see this time that it's a serious matter. The prophet has never prophesied to me before. This is my first one-on-one with him like this, prophesying to me in his office, the blessedness of July, you know. So I am very, 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 I don't know what to say.
Amen.
But I know it has already begun.
Amen. The prophet of God also mentioned restoration in your family.
And I'm also seeing, you need your family, okay?
Yes, my prophet.
There must be restoration.
Yes, my prophet.
Do you hear me?
Yes, my prophet.
I'm going to pray for you and also other things that you want me to pray for.
I believe that as he was delivering your husband, when he mentioned restoration particularly, how did that moment feel like for you that the Lord has remembered not only your husband but your family as a whole?
Especially when he mentioned my firstborn and I are the ones who've been on this issue of addiction. So they don't get along with the father that much. They don't even talk because he doesn't want his father to smoke. And the father feels like the son is disrespecting him. He doesn't understand his point. He feels like he's the son. He should just accept the way he is. So the other time he was writing, Mom, I was praying and believing God of me, want to deliver Papa from addiction, but he still smokes. In the morning, he expects him to have stopped, but he finds him again busy. And he would do it inside the house. That would really, really, really make them sad, you see. So when he said restoration, I knew that it start from my own, our own.
Amen.
Then it would flow to our extended families.
Hallelujah. Views of Prophetic Channel, this is what the Lord is doing in our midst. We're in the season of God's blessing and God's glory. When the prophet of God located her, he mentioned that I see addiction in your life, particularly over your husband. And truly to the word of prophecy, she confirms everything that the prophet of God spoke, that yes, there has been an addiction concerning my husband as he's been smoking. Not only that, this caused so much confusion in the household, and the prophet of God said that I see restoration in your family. What are you believing God to do for you? He is able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all that you could imagine. As the Lord has delivered her husband, as the Lord has restored her household, we believe that the Lord is restoring and delivering you. As you're watching, you're watching Prophetic Channel. It is such an honor to be in the midst where God is still speaking today. And right here, the power of God is being made evident in our midst as we see God delivering his people right in the office of the major prophet. We are with the international visitors. Ma'am, welcome. Tell us your name, your country, and what has the prophet of God said to you today, and how do you confirm it to be true?
My name is Amiri Sindima from Zambia. The major prophet today spoke to me about the job.
There is something I want to tell you.
Yes, Dad.
Okay?
Yes, Dad.
Because I saw something happening. Are you working?
Dad, I was working, but I was forced to resign.
Because I'm seeing there will be a restoration.
I receive. That's why I'm here, Dad.
Okay, don't worry. There'll be a restoration.
I receive.
Don't worry about anything else.
Yes, Dad. Thank you so much.
God will remember you.
I receive.
Okay, because I see it's like you are at a place where you are no longer working. It's like, and because of that, you are in a lot of problems.
Yes,
right now.
Very true, very true.
And you want to go back to work.
Yes, Daddy.
Congratulations.
I receive.
Do you hear me?
Yes, Daddy.
I lost the job that I was working for due to some reasons. So I came here for international visitors. That was last year in July, on the day like this one. Mm-hmm. He prayed for me. I got that job, and it's very difficult to acquire jobs in Zambia. So I acquired the job through the major prophet. I started working for the mines. Yes. So after working for the mines, due to some reasons, I was forced to resign. And when I resigned, I was so worried because I'm like 8 months pregnant and I didn't know how I'll carry up with life. So coming here, I need to say, coming here, definitely things work out, because I got the first job through the major prophet coming for international visitors. And I know to say, as I am here, things will still work out for me again.
God will remember you.
I receive.
Okay, because I see it's like you are at a place where you are no longer working. It's like, and because of that, you are in a lot of problems.
Yes,
right now.
Very true, very true.
And you want to go back to work.
Yes, Daddy.
Congratulations.
I receive.
At that moment when the major prophet mentioned particularly what you came for, you know, sometimes you would have a specific petition, and when you meet the major prophet, he will say something else. So at that time when he spoke particularly of why you have come here, how was that experience like for you?
Okay, before I was giving up on everything. I was like, as I'm going for these international visitors, if nothing is going to change, I'm giving up on ECG, I'm giving up on the major prophet, then I don't know if the God of Major One exists. But as I came here, as I was in the office of our Father, I even made mention to say, if truly the God of Major One exists, he has to speak something concerning what I'm really here for. And definitely that's what happened, and I feel so relieved.
Well, I want you to give somebody watching you a word of advice. I know the major prophet always teaches us that we should not base our faith on the material things that we want to receive from the Lord. Something happened to you today. You came all the way from your country to meet Prophet Shepherd Bushiri, and he mentioned particularly what you came for, and not even something else. And somebody is watching you right now. They are at the verge of giving up. Like you just said that you almost gave up. What word of encouragement can you give them?
Like, my word of encouragement is that you need to try the God of Major One over again, because truly things happen, things change. Yes.
you need to try the God of Major One over again. He is able to do it. There is nothing too hard for him. There is nothing impossible for him. Whatever that you're believing God to do for you, come to the International Visitors Program and your life will never be the same again. We see God of Major One healing, restoring, and delivering people from across the globe. What an honor to be in this atmosphere where God is still speaking today. Ma'am, introduce yourself, tell us who you are, which country are you coming from, and what did the Lord say to you through his major prophet?
My name is Neo Macha. I'm from Botswana. The prophet of God said, asked me if who is sick. And I said, it's me, prophet.
I'm seeing something. The Lord is just showing me something right now, okay?
Yes, Baba.
I don't know who's sick.
It's me, Baba.
You are sick, right?
Yes, Baba.
You are sick.
I'm sick, Baba. I need healing.
God told me to pray for you because I'm seeing that there is an attack. There's a sickness attack in your body.
Yes,
and
Baba.
God said, pray for this woman. And you'll be healed.
I receive, Papa. I've been battling with fibroids and piles for some time now. So I did come here to and seek my healing.
So you mean to say the exact problem that you came for, without even mentioning it to the major prophet, he was able to say, this is what brought you here.
Exactly.
At that moment when the prophet of God was mentioning your issue, how was that specific moment like for you?
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. It's really very hard to explain because the atmosphere in itself is so angelic. The atmosphere in that office, oh my goodness, it's I don't know how to explain it. Yeah.
For how long were you battling with this problem, this sickness?
It's been a few years. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how you mentioned that it was fibroids and piles as well. Yeah. On a day-to-day basis, how did these two sicknesses affect your life?
These fibroids have caused me anemic. I have low blood. Mm-hmm. There are times I feel so dizzy. There are times even when I'm driving, I feel dizziness. Mm. Yeah, I have a special diet that I have to follow. Mm. The piles, it's one disease that you cannot even manage. Because one minute you can go to the toilet, the other minute two, 3 days you can go without going to the toilet.
So it was a really serious problem that as a woman that you were experiencing, two problems that has to deal with the lower part. Somebody is watching you right now and they've been battling with sickness upon sickness upon sickness. And you just got the privilege to meet the major prophet in his office. And he was able to mention your issue. What word can you give to somebody watching you right now?
Viewers all over the world, my word is, God of Major One is a God of impossibilities. The situation that you can battle for years and years, losing money to doctors, going for scans and everything, when you are here, you know you have come to a final bus stop.
Amen. I know that the God of Major One is an instant God, so I want to find out from you, how are you feeling now that the major prophet has spoken life over your situation?
When I was in the office, actually, I started feeling pain. Mm-hmm. I was even telling my neighbors, one of them is just, I was telling her, do you have a painkiller? Mm-hmm. I have a severe pain on my waist right now. It's like I'm into labor pains. Yeah. I was even asking them, do you have painkillers? Mm-hmm. And then I remembered, why painkillers?
Yes.
Because the same pain that I'm feeling, this is a sign that already
Amen.
I'm healed.
Amen.
My healing is taking place.
Amen. Viewers of Prophetic Channel, this is what is taking place at this specific moment. The prophet of God located her and he said that I see sickness over your life, and she confirms this to be true. She was suffering from piles as well as fibroids, and because the prophet of God mentioned it, we know and believe for certain that she has truly received her deliverance and her healing. What do you want God of Major One to do for you? Are you sick? Are you believing God to deliver you? Are you believing the Lord to restore you? Just by this amazing encounter, she says already she's feeling a certain change in her body. You also watching right now are about to receive what you're looking for God of Major One to do for you. Stay tuned. Not only are we seeing the power of God being made evident, everybody that's coming out from the major prophet's office confirms every word that the Lord has spoken through his major prophet to be true. Sir, welcome. Kindly introduce yourself. Tell us where you're coming from and what did the Lord say through his major prophet?
Good evening, viewers. My name's Idele Goodluck. I'm coming from Nigeria. Lagos, Nigeria, that's where I come from. Today I met the major prophet, the prophet of our time, my father, and he prophesied unto me. I actually said I wanted spiritual growth, financial breakthrough, and family deliverance, and my wife with this, but very, I was surprised. It just went straight to what is happening in my life, that I see your wife in a place where they are putting on lawyer robes, and I then confirmed that yes, my wife is in law school.
I saw your wife preparing to enter in a place where should be wearing, you know, those legal things.
Yeah, she's in law school.
She's in law school?
Yes. She'll be called to bar in March.
She'll become what?
She'll be called to bar in March. That means she'll become a lawyer by March.
See, those things where lawyers will put on.
He said again, I see you inspecting. You are where they are. I see you inspecting ships, and
I saw you in a ship, inspecting a ship.
I built ships for Nigerian Navy.
You built the ships?
Yes. I'm presently constructing two warships for Nigerian Navy.
I was wondering, I saw him moving around the ship, inspecting it. All right, a miracle has already happened with you.
I receive, Papa.
I promise you, I don't have to pray for you again.
I receive. I was moved because I know that God is actually doing a lot in my life. But then, those things are not revealed to people. So just going there like that, I was just shocked. But then, knowing who he is and his antecedents and what has been happening, I'm not surprised, because he's a major prophet that actually everyone needs to come see him to turn their life around. It's a tonic to life.
As you were in the major prophet's office, I just want to hear from you the experience, the atmosphere. How was it like just entering into his office and him speaking to you and into your life?
Well, like I said, this is the first time I'm actually getting into his office. But one thing again I must say is that when you are in a prophetic atmosphere, everything, becomes... I cannot really explain. Will I say prophetic confusion or whatever? I cannot really say. But there is this thing that you will know that yes, you are before a major prophet, and everything about you is already seen. So you just open yourself up and you say, look, God, this is me, because the major prophet is there. And anything that needed immediate attention will be attended to. And that is what I did. And
amen. Somebody's watching you right now. What word of encouragement can you give them? They've never really met the prophet of God one-on-one, and they are hoping that someday the Lord will speak through his prophet into their lives. What word of encouragement can you give them?
Well, I will always encourage them that it is very necessary to attend, because one thing, you might be coming to Malawi and all the rest, but if you do attend this IVP, you will have the opportunity to meet in the prophet, the major prophet, one-on-one. And then he will speak a word into your life. And I can assure you that your life will be open. So I'm encouraging everyone that the time is come, because you need to meet a major prophet. They say, believe in God and you'll be established. But believe in your prophet, in his prophet, and you will prosper. Come see the major prophet and see your life turning around for good.
Hallelujah. Come see the major prophet and see your life turning around for good. Stay tuned. Every single one of them right in the office of the prophet. Sir, welcome. We saw earlier on the prophet of God speaking to you, speaking a word of prophecy to you. And right now we want to find out from you, how do you confirm everything that the prophet of God said to you? But kindly first start with your name and which country are you coming from, and go ahead. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. I am Ovoya John and I'm coming from Uganda. And the prophet has been so profound in my life. I have been going through so many issues, but today the prophet specifically asked me, who is a witch doctor?
Mm-hmm. Do you know someone who is a witch doctor?
Yes, my grandfather.
What happened with your grandfather?
He was a witch doctor. My grandfather actually died even before I knew things. Mm. But I was constantly told that my grandfather was a witch doctor. And I didn't know that that has been the root cause of challenges in our family. Mm-hmm. And I believe that today the prophet has dealt with it all. Amen. And on top of that, he identified physical challenges, sickness that I was having in my body.
I want you to put your hand on your sides of your stomach. There's some sharp pain, right?
Yes.
That it comes and go.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You went to the hospital and the first doctor didn't find anything. The second one didn't find anything. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Then I see the spirit of hernia.
Yes. I have hernia.
You have hernia?
Yes. He talked of sharp pain in my body and he spoke about the hernia that I have. I never told anybody about it. I went to the hospital. They first say there is nothing with me, as he was telling me. And later they also scanned that I was having hernia, and the prophet confirmed it. I'm all the way from Uganda. It's my first time to be here. It's my second time to be in Malawi. But it is just, even my family members, they are not aware. I'm so reserved. So, but at least I have proved that there is a God here in Malawi.
For how long were you struggling with this sickness?
This sickness has been for a while. And it would pain me and it would go. I would say it is over 1 year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming to 2 years, I should say. Yeah,
So when the major prophet mentioned this particular issue to you, how was that moment like to you? And, you know, even you mentioned that he mentioned the issue of witchcraft in your family, who's a witch doctor. And you said that actually you were not even born at that time. When the prophet of God was mentioning these deep, detailed cases concerning your life, how was that experience like for you?
I came to learn that there are so many things that are outside our knowledge that we do not understand their sources. And it needs a man of God like our father to deal with these things. And there could be somebody outside there, you are struggling, you do not understand the root cause of your problem. Here God has given us a solution. Yes.
What was like the day-to-day challenges that you were having concerning your sickness, sir?
I would have pain in my groin. And I was having a lot of challenges in the body. I can't explain, and I'm worried. Why are all these things coming? Mm-hmm. But I'm glad today that God has met me right in the prophet's office. Amen. With the God of Major One, there is nothing impossible. Starting from the finance, many people complain they don't have money. But the mere fact that you want to come here to Malawi, that very God will start providing for you right from home. So all things are possible. We just need to believe that we need deliverance, we need breakthroughs, we need solution from the Major Prophet, and all other things shall be provided.
This is the year of wealth transfer. If you are believing the Lord to make a way for you to come and meet the Major Prophet in the International Visitors Program, he is able to do it. He said that all things are possible if you only believe. Believe that the Lord will provide for you, and surely he will. The presence of God is mighty in our midst, and we saw today the Lord speaking through his major prophet once again. Sis, welcome. We saw the prophet of God ministering to you earlier on in his office. I want you to tell us your name, which country you're coming from, and what did the Lord say through his prophet?
Okay, my name is Beatrice and I'm coming from Zambia. So the time I went in the prophet's office, he actually asked me what my name was. And I told him my name is Beatrice. We joked around somewhere there, yeah. Then he said, what does it mean? I was like, bring out of joy. I don't know what my name means, yeah. So he was like, are you sure? I was like, I don't know, I can lie. That's why I know, yeah.
What's your name, lady?
Beatrice.
What does it mean? So what's the name again?
Beatrice.
It means what? They told you that?
I don't know. So he was like, what do you want God to do for you? So I was confused. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything I had written had gone. Yeah. So I actually told him, saying, I want God to intervene in my parents' lives. Yeah, in my education, breakthrough, and in my business. Yeah, and my sports career. Yeah. So he was like, oh, first, the first thing I told him is that I want to become a kingdom financier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was like, do you have anywhere where I can sign my signature? Mm-hmm.
Do you have anywhere I can put a signature? Come. Just put it here.
I looked for a paper, I got it and knelt down and took it to him.
Wow.
Yeah, then he actually signed and put it is done, and I believed, saying, okay, it is done, really, everything shall go the way it's supposed to go.
I actually saw you running quickly. You didn't want that opportunity to pass you by.
Yes.
When you were kneeling, and I saw you running actually with your knees,
yeah,
to the major prophet.
Yeah.
That moment when you were coming closer to the major prophet, how was it like for you?
It was really a good experience, I can't lie. You know, it's not everyone who gets the moment to come near the prophet. Yeah, I felt the Holy Spirit in me, and I believed, saying, it is surely done. Just the signature itself, it's a lot. I believe everything is going to pass.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. VSO Prophetic Channel, it has been such an amazing experience, really, seeing the major prophets speaking to every man, to every woman that came for the International Vistas program. And we saw our sister here just a few moments ago. The prophet of God spoke into her life, and not only that, she was actually the only one in this International Vistas program that the prophet of God called forward to say, come, bring, I want to make a signature on that piece of paper. What an honor it has been, really, to seeing the major prophet, rather, ministering to people receiving their deliverance, receiving their healing, receiving their restoration, and being blessed in this month of God's blessing and glory. What are you believing God to do for you? I believe that as you have been listening throughout this prophecy confirmation, that something has shifted in your spirit, something has shifted in your life, and as she has received, so shall you receive as you're watching. My name is Angela Molale, and it has been such an honor, really, taking you throughout this journey. You're watching Prophetic Channel. God bless you.